This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. With worries of a sharp increase in COVID-19 infections overwhelming the country's hospitals, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga announced today that only seriously ill coronavirus patients or those at risk of becoming so will be admitted for treatment. Others infected with COVID-19 will have to isolate at home in order to try to make sure there are enough beds available. Meanwhile, in China, authorities said today all residents of Wuhan will be tested after the city recorded its first domestic infections in more than a year. Belarusian Olympic sprinter Kristina Tsiranskaya, who plans to seek refuge in Europe after accusing team officials of trying to force her to leave the Tokyo Games early, said today that she will be on her way to Poland. She said that they made it clear that upon my return home, I would definitely face some form of punishment, and that if I were to refuse to turn home and would run in the 200-meter race, I would be fired and kicked out of the national team. Also, thinly disguised hints that more could await me, she told reporters. Tsiranskaya, who had criticized the management of her team on social media, said officials hustled her to the airport and tried to put her on a plane back to Belarus, where the autocratic government has relentlessly stifled dissent and any criticism. She'll be flying to Warsaw later on this week. A Belarusian activist has been found dead in a park near his home in Kyiv early today, a day after he was reported missing. Ukrainian police said that Vitaly Shishov, who led a Kyiv-based organization that helps Belarusians fleeing persecution, had been reported missing by his partner on Monday after not returning home from a run. Police said they are investigating all possibilities, including murder disguised as suicide. This is VOA News. The Biden administration on Monday expanded its efforts to assist at-risk Afghan citizens flee Taliban violence as fighting intensifies ahead of the U.S. military pullout at the end of the month. The State Department said it was widening the scope of Afghans eligible for refugee status in the United States to include current and former employees of U.S.-based news organizations, U.S.-based aid and development agencies, and other relief groups that receive U.S. funding. Current and former employees of the U.S. government and the NATO military operation who do not meet the criteria for a dedicated program of such workers are also covered. However, the move comes with a major caveat that may severely limit the number of people who can benefit. Applicants must leave Afghanistan to begin the adjudication process that may take anywhere from 12 to 14 months in a third country, and the U.S. does not intend to support their departures or their stays in those third-party countries. Weightlifter Laurel Hubbard was never seeking the attention that inevitably came with becoming the first openly transgender woman to compete in the Olympics. The 43-year-old was the focus of intense scrutiny at the Tokyo Games. Ultimately, she didn't win. Hubbard couldn't complete any of her first three lifts and finished out of contention for a medal. But in the end, going home to New Zealand empty-handed was secondary to what she says was being authentic.
All I've ever wanted to be is myself. And I'm just so grateful that I've had the opportunity to come here and be me.
Hubbard, who was largely quiet in the run-up to the Olympics and during the competition, except for statements released by the Federation, is soft-spoken and intensely private. American gymnast Simone Biles won her seventh career Olympic medal today, earning bronze on the balance beam in a return to competition after having to withdraw from earlier events. She wore a huge smile after landing a double pike dismount at the end of her routine.
Yes, I'm pretty happy. I wasn't expecting to medal. I just came out here and just tried to do a good beam set. I switched my dismount last minute because of everything going on. But to have these two next to me, I mean, they did absolutely amazing. And I watched them train so hard. So they are definitely deserving of one and two. And so just to have one more opportunity to compete at the Olympics meant the world to me.
Her withdrawal from the team event after competing in the vault was a stunning development. With anticipation, she could have won as many as five gold medals at these Olympics. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.